This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
International best-selling author Ann Patchett was born in Los Angeles, California in 1963. Her father was a police captain and her mother a nurse. Her parents divorced when she was young, and her mother remarried, moving the family to Nashville, Tennessee, when Anne was 6 years old. After graduating from St. Bernard Academy, a private Catholic school for girls in Nashville, Patchett attended Sarah Lawrence College in Yonkers, New York, which she said was the kind of college that taught her to desire knowledge, to seek it out, not because it would be covered later on a test, but to seek it out because she knew it was something she had to have and which made her hungry to know everything. Her first job as a writer was for 17 Magazine, where she worked for 9 years. After that, she wrote for numerous publications, including the New York Times Magazine, the Washington Post, O, the Oprah Magazine, Elle, GQ, Gourmet, and Vogue. In 1992, Patchett's first novel was published, titled The Patron Saint of Liars. It was made into a TV movie in 1998, starring Dana Delaney and Seda Thompson. It was Patchett's fourth novel, titled Bel Canto, that was truly her breakthrough work, becoming a National Book Critics Circle Award finalist, and also winning the Penn Faulkner Award in 2001. Based on the Japanese embassy hostage crisis, also called the Lima Crisis of 1996 in Lima, Peru, the novel follows the relationships among a group of young terrorists and their hostages, who are mostly high-profile executives and politicians. Over several months, many of the characters form unbreakable bonds of friendship, while some fall in love. Opera is a centralizing theme on many levels throughout the story, thus the name Bel Canto, which is Italian for beautiful singing. In 2018, Bel Canto was also made into a movie, starring Julianne Moore in the lead role as a world-famous opera singer who becomes one of the hostages. Patchett has written many more books and received many more awards through the years, and her work has been translated into more than 30 languages. In 2011, Patchett opened Parnassus Books in Nashville. She has since become a spokesperson for independent booksellers, championing books and bookstores. And in 2012, she was named by Time Magazine as one of the 100 most influential people in the world. In Ann Patchett's own words, "The secret is to keep adding voices, adding ideas, and moving things around as you put together your life. If you're lucky, putting together your life is a process that will last through every single day you're alive."
Support for The Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org. or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.